I'm going to say this one you might know. So, let's see if you know it.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn back.
See?
info. Check us out on your various things. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Spacebook, FaceSpace. That's it.
And thank you to Salem Wolves. They'll be in to talk in a little bit, but in the meantime, we have some Corolla DeVille.
Sasha?
It is me. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Sasha. Sasha Alcott from When Particles Collide, right?
That's me.
Well, Sasha, I'm here on the radio with Mikey D and Bob Colby, and we're talking about the Bob Colby benefit that's coming up this weekend. Do you know about the show?
I sure do. Yes, absolutely.
Cool. I was calling to see if you could tell us a little bit about how Bob has helped you guys out and how he's helped out the Boston music scene.
Yeah, definitely. I would be happy to. And I think, you know, it's most important. I'm actually going to go in reverse order because Bob has been supporting, helping, invigorating, championing the Boston music scene for way longer than Chris and I have been playing in Boston. I know that he's been going through his archives as of late, you know, going through old things. And, I mean, he started one of the first zines in town, and he has incredible memorabilia. He's just been an enthusiastic member of the Boston music community for longer than, you know, than I've even been going to Boston at all.
Right.
And so I think that's the first thing, is to realize that, you know, a lot of times when you're in a band, most of who comes to see you is actually other musicians. You know, I would say for us, you know, when we play a show, mostly we're playing to other folks in bands, and we want to celebrate and support each other. And Bob is one of the few true music fans that is who is dedicated to being there and being present and being a vital part of the scene without actually also then saying, don't forget to come to my show on Thursday. Although, you know, as a promoter, Bob certainly does ask people to come to his shows, but it's not because he himself is, you know, trying to promote a band. So that's one of the amazing things about Bob and the Boston music scene. And then for When Particles Collide, Bob has booked us several shows, no question about that, which have always been great. You know, when Bob books a show, you know it's going to be warm. You know he's really thought about the bands. He's really thought about who should play with whom and why. And he really thinks about timing and location. And so you know it's going to be a good time full of great people. And then the other thing is, you know, when we first started coming to Boston, Boston can be kind of tough. There's so many incredible musicians in Boston. And when you're from out of town, you know, we're from Maine originally, it can be really tough to try to book a show and get people to come. But luckily, I knew a few people that Bob knows, and he sort of took the chance on us, and he's been an incredible supporter ever since. You know, I mentioned him booking for us, but he also just has been a really friendly face in the audience, and just really enthusiastic, and that's meant the world to both Chris and myself over the years.
All right, cool. Well, thanks so much.
No worries.
Maybe we'll see you at a show soon.
That sounds great. And by the way, the poster, so if people are listening and they want to check out more about the show and they check out that show poster, oh my God, it's so good. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful poster. Nicole Anguish did that for us.
It's gorgeous. It's really, really gorgeous. So save me a copy.
I will.
All right, sounds good. Thanks so much, Bob.
All right, Sasha, thanks.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Kiss her in the ass while you kiss her in the butt. Ooh la 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 la.
101.5 WMFO. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. That was Viva Gina with Your New Girlfriend is a Slut. And I played The Very, who had I Only Love You When I'm Drunk. And in between, there was a little interview with Sasha Alcott from When Particles Collide, talking about how Bob Colby helped their career and how Bob is a great supporter of Boston music. And he had all those shows at Store 54. And he is moving away. So there is a final show. It's a benefit for Bob's moving expenses. It's at the Once Ballroom. Viva Gina is playing. The Very is playing. The Land of Enchantment is playing. And I played Power Slut quite some time ago. And they're doing the big show. Doors are at 8. That is this Saturday, September 10th at the Once Ballroom. All right. Now that I got that out of the way. We have some Salem Wolves here in the studio. Say hello.
Hi there.
Hello. How's it going?
Wait a minute. Who was told to do the whole interview in a strange voice?
Well, I took it upon myself. You know, it's either that or my Paul Stanley impression, which is, you don't want to hear it. It's a bit bad.
Pre-vocal surgery or post?
I think we're talking like, you know, peak, a live era where he's just like, where he's basically soliciting people to be like, you know, I'm not talking about no tequila. And like I said,
yeah,
we're done. Yeah, that's it. That's all you get.
Well, I mean, if you could do that for 45 minutes solid, like that SoundCloud bit that came around the internet a couple years ago. 45 minutes of his banter.
I'd give up anything.
Screeching top of his lungs. If you could do that.
All banter, 45 minutes no songs. Solid. I like it.
Yeah, all banter, no songs. Yeah. I mean, why not?
Right.
Really? It's the internet. So, Salem Wolves are here. So, what brought you to On the Town tonight? I mean, you just played, but you have stuff going on in the not too distant future.
Yeah. I think our next gig is going to be at Once Ballroom, the aforementioned. Let's see on
the seemingly getting more and more famous by the second.
Bigger once, all the time.
Yeah,
bigger and bigger. Yeah, we're playing on the 25th of October.
Okay,
we're playing with the Pack AD and She Keeps Bees. They're coming in from out of town, and we're
nice.
Gonna show them the way that we do it in Somerville or Boston or whatever they think that they're coming into. Who knows if they know the difference between Somerville and Boston?
Well. In that case, here's your chance to completely start some myths. like they're coming in from out of town. You could tell them anything.
I really could. Well, what should we tell them?
Yeah.
About coming in about like, it's like oh yeah, like you don't like people in Alston. It's like oh boy, I don't even want to.
Everyone in Alston is a musician.
Well, that's not too far off.
That's not untrue though.
Yeah, it's like half the town.
I don't know. I'm not going to go so far as to say they're all musicians.
That's why you say all of them.
Yes, they all have guitars.
Like if you move to Alston, you have to become a musician. Something like that. What is it? What's the saying? All lies always have a basis of truth? Like that?
Yeah, sure. You know what?
Or am I just BSing here?
It sounds right, which is the key part of it. If it sounds right.
If it sounds correct.
It is right.
Tell the lie enough, it becomes the truth.
Yes, that's it. I like yes.
We got some other good stuff coming out, though.
Yes.
We should have.
I want to hear good stuff.
We should have a full length album coming up.
Not too.
In the next while.
Next little bit.
Next while.
Very specific.
Hopefully, in a couple months, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, are you still recording, or is it in that in between stage where you've done all of the actual playing stuff, and you're just
all the heavy lifting is done. Yeah, like it's just right now we're just kind of
waiting for all the magic that Joel usually does.
We have our bud Sean on it. Sean Kern from Napoleon Complex, also in Somerville.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I keep talking about Somerville tonight. So we should change your name to the Somerville Wolves.
The Somerville Pups?
The Somerville Puppies.
that would be your twee pop acoustic act.
Side project we're working on. Yeah, so that's in the works, and then, you know, just pretty much upward and onward from there.
Nice. So is it just that gig at the end of October?
There's a couple things kind of in the oven that are not quite ready to be taken out.
Like before then or after then? Or
right now, that's kind of what's on the agenda right now, I'd say. Well, I don't think we have anything in September at the moment.
Nothing in September at the moment.
That could change tomorrow.
Could change tomorrow.
Good. Yeah. Something good comes walking along. We don't say no.
We don't say nothing. We don't say nothing.
So just played it. Just played in studio day. I personally love hearing like road show stories. Do you guys have any good ones?
See, we got.
We were in Worcester. About a year ago.
Worcester.
In Gray, yeah, in Worcester. We're playing at the.
That is my hometown.
Is it?
Oh.
So make sure all of your slams against Worcester are pointed as possible.
We will just give the facts.
Okay. Did you play what's it called now?
It's the Raven.
Sir Morgan's Cove, Lucky Dog.
The Cove has come back. The Cove is now been rechristened under new management, as far as I know. But no, we were at the Raven, this particular venue, with a couple awesome Worcester bands. But that's not relevant to the story. What is relevant to the story is that as I was coming out to the car, it was snowy at that point. There was a little bit of ice all over there. I was heading out to the car.
Was this last winter?
Remember, it's September now. It might have been two winters
ago. Two winters ago.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so it wasn't horrible like it was last winter.
We were a young, fresh band at the time.
Just a sapling, you know, in which we are now, the mighty Redwood. I was heading out to the car to pick up a few extra things. I slip on a patch of ice and kind of just laugh to myself. Like, oh, man, I slipped. And some guy from across the street goes, "Are you laughing at me?" And I'm like, no, I'm... I don't even know who this guy is, so I'm just like, I'm going to continue on. He crosses the street, gets up in my face, and is like, "Are you laughing? If you're laughing, you better laugh at me right now. Laugh in my face. Laugh in my face, bro. Laugh in my face." And I'm just like, I'm not really interested in what's happening here. So, which is, of course, a great thing to say to someone who's really up in your face.
Who's ready to fight. Mm-hmm.
Who's ready to fight.
So I'm just not. No thanks, man.
So I turn around, and he hookshot slaps me from behind. I have a bloody nose.
The reach around slap.
The reach around slap, which is, it's usually under more fun circumstances, but this time it was just not.
It just wasn't the way like
it wasn't the way I wanted it to happen, like, man.
Yeah, you did.
Not like
reach
this.
Around,
yeah,
slap.
Not like this. But basically, yeah, he reached around, slapped me, ran off. I head inside. My nose is bleeding, and I'm just like, what just happened? And so that's a fun little road story for you. Not too far out, but you know
that totally sounds like Worcester.
It tracks,
it is,
right?
It is.
It's a very Worcester interaction.
I wasn't going to say it, but you said it, and you're from Worcester, so
yes, I am from Worcester. Can't you tell by my accent?
I got nothing but nice things to say about it. Ralph's is great. We love Ralph's.
Is that where were you playing in Worcester with that incident?
The Raven.
Where is that?
I don't know.
It's like it's downtown, like way downtown, downtown.
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even.
And nor will we return anytime soon.
Okay. Well, I mean, however, Sir Morgan's Cove comes calling, or Ralph's. There you go.
We love to play in Worcester. It's just that particular venue. That venue also had a CCTV that was only focused on the parking lot, so you knew if someone was breaking into your car. That's very important.
Yeah, whether or not you want to confront
them. Doesn't Ralph's have a camera pointed at the parking lot?
There's not a TV monitor set up specifically to see your car getting rolled into.
All right. Yeah. So you can see it just as
so
a patron.
No tailgating in that parking lot.
The note was basically like, watch the screen because your car might get broken into. No guarantees.
God.
But
no, that sounds totally like Worcester.
It's very Worcester interaction. Very Worcester interaction.
What about you two? Do you have any strange stories that probably doesn't involve blood?
No. To be perfectly honest, I've only been in the band for like a month.
That's true.
This is Dan.
So piece of big news. We have more news than we thought. Yeah, we just added Dan to the band. For a long time, it was just a trio, me and Gray and Paul, and then
he just feels so natural. We didn't even think about it. It's like he's been here this whole time.
Yeah, we put out a feeler on Facebook, and he fit in like he's always there.
Yeah. Dan was in an awesome.
How do you feel about that? You know, there's no hazing there. It's all natural.
Natural. I can do without the reach around slap, so yeah. I don't mind the no hazing.
Okay.
I mean, we there's a little bit of a baptism by a fire because we're like, cool, so you're in the band, but also learn the, like, so we had this gig that we played over the summer at a Boston calling a block party. It's like a 2-hour set, which is longer than we've ever played our lives. So we're like, hey, you sound great. Why don't you learn these 20 songs, these 4 covers, and we're going to be playing in 96 degree heat. But don't worry, it feels like 150. Yeah, so that was...
Here's a bunch of songs you don't know, and here's 4 songs you do know. Learn all of them right now.
Yes. So that was his baptism by fire, really.
But it was good. Yeah. Everyone was playing cornhole loved it.
They really loved it. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Right in front of stage. It was nice.
But it was good.
So, all right, so you were saying it's 96 degrees out. It feels like 150. How do you deal with those kind of conditions? I'm guessing it was outdoor. Block party, duh. I'm curious. How does one contend with that kind of thing in that kind of extreme heat? Was the sun just beaming down on you,
or was it
just like just humid as F and
both?
Both.
It was more or less every condition that would make it terrible to play.
And I was kind of at the tail end of a cold too. So I'm kind of like I come off the first
summer cold.
Sweat it out right there on stage.
I did. After that day, I was like, I've never been healthier in my life. It killed everything bad inside me.
We made real good friends with the beer people. Ooh, so that was good. And then
gave us a lot of beers. That was nice. Mm-hmm.
You just gotta, I don't know. We powered through. Yeah. It was good.
I mean, they didn't, like, provide fans for you on stage or anything?
I wouldn't have helped it.
Or just, like, lots of cold beverages of all varietas.
Yeah.
Mostly lots of cold beverages.
Mainly cold beverages.
We thrive on cold beverages.
All right. So, how can people contact you, especially with the new record coming?
Just, we're all over the place. Go to salemwolves.com. That's kind of your one-stop shop right there.
It's a good place to find out what shows are playing. Good place to grab a t-shirt, some koozies, stickers, whatever.
We got koozies.
Do you have any music available?
Yes, we do.
We do.
It's all over the place. It's in Spotify. We got it on Bandcamp. If you go to salemwolves.bandcamp.com, SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/salem-wolves. That's a dash in the middle there.
Salem-wolves.
Hyphen. Copywriters should know that.
Dude.
I know.
Really?
It's my secret. It's my secret identity. Come on, don't tell the world. Be cool, man. But yeah, we got t-shirts, we got koozies. The koozies are really fun. You know, you get like $3, real cheap. Keep your beer cold.
Yeah. Your
Coca-Cola.
Your ice cold Coca-Cola. Yeah.
I mean,
if you're gonna enjoy,
can't leave out the non-drinkers.
Yeah.
If you're enjoying a nice moxie, you know, it's perfect for a good moxie.
Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, Mr. Pibb.
Yeah.
Well, that's only for your southern shows.
I do declare. Yeah, but and then.
On tour, it's Mr. Pibb if you go. Yeah. Kind of like into the Georgia, Florida area.
Oh, weird. I can't get used to calling it that.
They have it at Taco Bell too.
Do they?
Some Taco Bells have Mr. Pibb.
Isn't like their Mr. Pibb like Extreme, which is like super caffeinated?
I think it's all Mr. Pibb Extreme.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I just know that, this is Dr. Pepper.
It is Dr.
So why is it called Mr. Pibb?
It's just to throw
it
all off.
It just is. Just drink it.
It's like snakes on a train. It's just same stuff.
It's like candle in the wind. Specifically, if you want to talk to us, Facebook is the best place. You know, just go to facebook.com/SalemWolves. There's usually an operator standing by, ready to indulge all your deepest, darkest fantasies, that Salem Wolves related fantasies.
Yeah, you can come tell us all your secrets, I suppose.
Yeah. We'll never tell.
I was about to ask if anybody gave you any. You didn't have to mention names or anything.
What's told to us in confidence. What's told to a rock band in confidence after a show stays as long as we can remember it.
We lock him in the vault in Castle Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
And that's it. Never leaves.
Well, you do have a record to finish. You can use that for songs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Just be like, tell us your secrets, and we'll turn them into alchemy-like, into sweet, sweet rock and roll.
We should just use them to hold them hostage. Send us some money, a little
blackmail
extortion.
Them. It's like the new version of Kickstarter. But with blackmail. I like it.
So definitely send us your secrets. Also,
that's patented. Well, that's patented. Pending.
Hang on. Trying to make sure we cover all the legal bases here.
Okay.
They will have to sign waivers.
We'll have our lawyers hammer it out later.
Just saying. All right, so facebook.com/SalemWolves, no hyphen.
No hyphen, just the thing. One word.
And Salem Wolves on Spotify and Bandcamp.
Spotify is maybe the easiest way to listen to what we have out there.
Okay.
At the moment. The nicest way to listen to it is on beautiful compact disc.
Yes.
Mm. You know.
I love my CDs.
Yep.
I love my compact discs because I'm old, and I'm older than I look. You know, for those of you in Radio Land, I totally have a face for radio.
It's okay.
As well.
You don't look a day over.
Yeah. But I personally love CDs, and I love it when bands have physical product. And so do we here at On the Tone with Mikey D. So.
Well, yeah, we got CDs. We're hoping that this next one we might be able to get a little vinyl going.
Yeah, we're hoping to get into the vinyl land.
Kickstarter, GoFundMe, Pledge Music.
I mean, look, if Warner
vinyl
Brothers
is expensive.
If Warner Brothers wants to take care of it, I'm just saying.
We're saying we'll talk.
We'll talk.
No guarantees, Warner Brothers.
You know, we're not into selling out unless they got a really good deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever Columbia may have something for you.
I mean, Columbia, you can really call that a label. Am I right? I don't know what I'm doing. Please, just give us money. Please.
Dude.
For the love of God.
Wow.
Please.
Wow.
The wall crumbled so fast. It crumbled so
wow.
fast.
Wow. Well, at least we know he has a loyalty to one label.
Why did I pick Warner Bros.? That's a weird one.
Yeah, of all the labels.
Of all the
labels.
You know,
ain't nothing wrong with Warner Brothers.
Maybe it was just how excellent Batman versus Superman was. That impressed me so much that I'm like, I want the Dawn of Justice to be Salem Wolves' new record.
I thought it had to do with the Built to Spill connection.
Could have been it.
Yeah.
I was thinking Space Jam.
Oh.
Or Flaming Lips.
Oh, yeah.
Space Jam.
And the soundtrack to Space Jam. Let's not forget the soundtrack to
Space
Jam. Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm still going with the Built to Spill thing.
That works for me.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Mikey.
Well, my name's not Mikey, but this is On the Tone with Mikey D.
You're not Mikey?
No.
Who's Mikey?
He's the guy whose photo you played in front of.
Oh, that's your... Oh, okay.
That's Mikey D.
He was a spirit inside myself.
I've been trying to put that together all night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, Joel can regale you with tales of Mikey D.
It's not Joel. Well, I mean, thank you, Mikey, for starting this wonderful institution.
Yes. It's been 26 years in going.
Jeepers.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we even have a live compilation now. Maybe Joel will score you a copy of that.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Who knows? I mean, for a nominal fee. Anyway. I'll let you guys break down your stuff. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
For coming
Thank
in. You. Thank you for playing. We look forward to the new full length. And hopefully we'll have you play again when the full length comes out so I can gush at you all over for the full length.
We'd love to.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Go. You can find Salem Wolves on Facebook. It's just Salem Wolves. You can find them on Spotify, Bandcamp, salemwolves.bandcamp.com. Am I missing anything?
Salemwolves.com?
That's
Salemwolves.com. You have a website.
That's
okay.
That's a good place to start.
Hey, some people just use Facebook. And everyone says that's the first mistake you make.
Yep.
Like, it goes back to the MySpace days. Yes, I'm old. All right. All right. I'm going to go to the Bob Colby benefit show September 10th. I figured I'll just play another Power Slut song. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
If you have an encounter with police, MassCan wants you to know your rights. What you say to the police officer is always important. What you say can be used against you, and if you mouth off in any way, it can give them a reason to arrest you. Be respectful. If you're in a car, you must show your driver's license and registration, but in other situations, you cannot be legally arrested for refusing to identify yourself. You don't have to answer an officer's questions. Never consent to any search of yourself, your car, or your house. If you do consent to a search, it will affect your rights later in court. If the cops say they have a search warrant, ask to see it. You should always exercise your right to remain silent. You have the right to have an attorney present during any questioning. Don't interfere with or obstruct the police, because you can get arrested for that. Ask the officer if you're free to leave. Remember, you're a busy person with people to meet and perhaps a job to get to. At MassCan, we think that marijuana should be legal, taxed and regulated just like alcohol and cigarettes. But if you're under the influence of anything, leave the driving to somebody else. For more information, please visit our website at masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG.
91.5 WMFO. That was Carissa Johnson with Fuel Heart. She is out on tour. I believe she's still on the West Coast out on tour. And hopefully she won't fall in love with California and leave us. But yeah, who are we kidding? She'll be back. Anyway, before that was the Needy Sons, the nice super group with Bill Janovitz, Mike Gent, Ed Velasquez. That was Lost Against the Twilight from the Vis-a-Vis record. And I hit up some Power Sluts second time tonight. Why not? I played Switch Hitter because she is playing the Bob Colby benefit at the Once Lounge on September 10th. All right. That closes out On the Town for this week. I want to thank Salem Wolves for playing in Studio D. They're breaking down. I could see it through the window. And thank you again to Walter Sickert, who in absentia, but he sent his army of broken toys to come talk about the Come Black Magic album release party at the Sinclair on Friday, September 9th. Okay. I'm going to close out the show tonight with some Field Day. We'll be here next week with more live music and all of that. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
confession I made. I'm